What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, a little Yankee note here. Obviously, the Yankees were off last night, and would have been nice to get the sweep, and I still wouldn't have overreacted to the sweep. Like, just because I've been on this Mets tangent here the first hour, and really, you know, for a while now, Mets aren't playing well. Don't let that fool you. I mean, I don't believe in the Yankees either. I just don't. Now, I do believe more in the Yankees than I believe in the Mets. I do. Like, and that's kind of gone back and forth on that. But one of the reasons why some of my convictions in the Yankees has been slightly restored is the recently energized play of Anthony Volpe. That's right. The kid that everybody was hammering him. Bench him. Well, I mean, I even said bench him. Send him down. Some of you, like listeners and trolls, mocking him. Noodle arm. All the thing. And listen, he didn't play well. And I never made excuses for him. I was just never going to send him down. I didn't think that that was the prudent thing to do. The Yankees did not. They didn't even sit him, which I would have, just to give him a little mental respite. Either way, I don't know if you've noticed, but Anthony Volpe ain't soft. Because if Anthony Volpe was soft, and if Anthony Volpe wasn't built for this, Anthony Volpe would have cracked. I was thinking about this as well. Outside of, I mean, this what I'm about to reference was next level stuff. Just because of how amazing he was and how polarizing he was. So Alex A-Rod is in a different category, like at the height of his, like the combustibility, like the exchanges and the way, the constant day-to-day critiquing and analysis of Alex Rodriguez before he won in 2009. I mean, that must have been like Reggie and Thurman back in the day. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again. But on a much, much, much lower scale, because number one, Volpe's not nearly as talented as, I mean, you just start with that as Alex. The criticisms and the noise around Anthony was about as loud in terms of, and not just for a day or so, and as deep as we've seen in a while. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know Gallo got hit, but you know, Gallo was here for a minute. You know, Hicks was a big thing, but you know, he was not the starting shortstop who was a first-round pick who was from New Jersey. It was just different, all right? And I'm not here to try to convince you that Anthony Volpe is in the earliest stages of becoming wit or transforming him into a superstar. I don't think he's going to be that guy. I've said that. But I think he's going to be a whole hell of a lot more useful than many of you do. And do you realize that since the All-Star break, he's got 8 home runs? Now, I say that with caution because with Anthony, I don't love the home run as a barometer. You know what I mean? Because I love to see more doubles the other way, more walks, more steals, higher average, higher on base, you know, great defense at short. But this young man, if he was fragile, like mentally, if he didn't have that Northeast toughness, that resilience, which he so clearly does, I honestly think he would have been broken. Because that's where it was going. Instead, he rose up, he fought back, and he's playing good baseball. So I say that to get to what I would love to see this weekend, because he's not fully there. He's hitting 220. I would love to see, got three games this weekend against the Cardinals, right? It's on like the turf, the Astro, not the Astro turf, but the field turf. How about over the course of these next three games, how about we get five hits from Volpe? You know, five runs, three, four steals, another homer, couple doubles. That would be, to me, that would be, of all the things that I think I would like to see this weekend from the Yankees, aside from starting pitching, doing their job, blah, 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 the new guys in the bullpen, of course, I think that would probably give me the most confidence that the Yankees could go on a little run here. I still don't think they're a World Series team, but there could be a run here, and he could be the catalyst. Keep it going. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, so we've got the Mets stuff, the Yankee stuff. Mike's in Staten Island on the Fan. What up, Mike?
What's going on, BT?
Hey.
Tuesday night's win was like lipstick on a pig. This team just stinks. You finally get the makeup of the team last night with the bullpen acquisitions, and they still lose. Lindor hits a home run, they still lose. It's just hopeless. You beat Strider, and you'd only muster five hits off Elder. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like squeezing blood from a stone for this team to score. Mendoza's pushing all the wrong buttons this year. I don't know why you felt the need to take Senga out. You're complaining about a tax bullpen, but then you yank a cruising Senga who just hit 96 on his fastball.
Yep.
You got to let him finish the inning. And then this team's just counting outs, just like the fans at home. I'm going to see McLean tomorrow, so, yeah, sadly, I'll be there. It's like a contradiction. I'm excited. But the fans are holding their side of the deal, but this team's just not. It's just a brutal watch.
It's a brutal watch, but do you think it gets better? We all know it's brutal. You think they're going to be a playoff team, or they're going to miss out? I mean, they're half a game up on a wild card, dude.
Yeah.
Are they going to make it?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Ooh. At this point.
Man, oh man, I know why you say that. I don't know if I fully agree. Hoffy's usually stable. Yeah, okay. Hoff, do you think the Mets are going to make the playoffs?
Get back to me in a week.
Well, okay, I will, but what's your opinion today?
I honestly don't know. I honestly, this is the first time that I'm sitting there going, I want to be optimistic. I want to say, yes, this is a team that's going to make the playoffs, but I have to really judge what happens in the next week. If they continue to lose, even if they hover 500, I might have to say they're not making the playoffs because they've had every opportunity with the Phillies losing so many games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies couldn't help the freaking Mets for a second, one game.
Why would they?
Of course not. Hmm. The Reds, I know they have a tough schedule, but you know, guess what? The Reds are kind of scrappy. They're kind of good. They're kind of where the Mets were last year.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
So, I mean, the Mets have to win games for me to say that they can make the playoffs. Right now, I can't comfortably say it.
You know what's interesting about the Reds, too? And there's other teams, obviously. There's still enough ball to go here where another team could get, you know, win 7 of 8, jump up. We're thinking about the Reds primarily now. But who do you trust more, Francona or Mendy down the stretch?
Oh, well, Francona.
Simple.
No doubt about it, yeah.
I never looked at the Reds as almost like last year's Mets. That's interesting. All right. BT and Sal Show on the Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. How about Tom and West Babylon on the Fan? What's going on, Tom?
Hey, BT, I really respect you because you're not a hater. You're a Yankee fan.
I appreciate that.
With that, I need some advice. You know, I watch the Mets, but I look at details.
Mm-hmm.
And my details I see is like the little things. Like, I'm on you the next 6 weeks. Where is Soto in the dugout? Like, when things are happening, you don't see it. I think there's something going on here. So I don't think everything's clicking. I'm not going to count them out because, you know, it's going to happen, BT.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. But the bottom line is, I'll finish and then I'll hear you, is that I really think the Mets are going to turn it around come September.
Okay.
And you remember, when you get hot, that's the team that goes, and they haven't put it all together yet.
I know.
So think about that. Since we got Soto, could there be a little, like, jealousy or, like, I hate using the word hate, but
yep.
They're just not gelling. I mean, something's wrong.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I don't think Soto does anything for chemistry. Now, I'm not saying that he makes it worse. I don't think he enhances it, okay, number one. And then a couple of guys that were on the team a year ago, Iglesias, some others, did enhance chemistry. So while we can't quantify the chemistry, Tom, but thanks for the call, it's clearly not the same. Now, let's also be real about this. Chemistry is something that you reach for when you're not playing well. You know what I mean? Like, when the Mets are winning, when the Yanks are winning, when the Knicks are well, yeah, maybe a little more chemistry in basketball, so maybe I shouldn't even pull the Knicks into it. But with baseball, you're either hitting or you're not. You're either getting outs on the mound or you're not. And we don't really focus on chemistry. Now, there's certain teams, and last year's Mets were a team that oozed chemistry. You know, can somebody explain this to me? You know, we have a little fun only because I know it drove Sal nuts. I still laugh, dude. You guys want to crack up? Google, I can see it now. Robbie, do this. Google Sal, New York Post, grimace. And that was when the whole, you know, the Mets really, just pull it up. And there's a picture of Sal, and I feel like it's one of those pictures of Sal with the veins of Sal yelling, screaming, turning red. But what they wrote underneath Sal, like Sal Licata, comma, known hater of grimace. Like the article was about, because Sal's telling me that day on the air, that he's tired of grimace and Haktua and whatever else was kind of infiltrating the Mets, you know, in terms of getting credit for the Mets' rise last year. It was bothering him. He wanted the focus to be on the players. And there's a point to be made. But before I keep going with that, did you find it, Rami?
Sal Licata, comma, known hater of grimace.
Read the first paragraph. Just go ahead. Just indulge us for a moment. This is great.
Sal Licata may as well be the Hamburglar with the way he's stealing credit from grimace. Licata, WFAN's hot take extraordinaire, spent the last 2 days discrediting the purple face, or as Licata called it, the fat purple ass.
I forgot about that description. Hey,
I made that video, so I know exactly what they're talking about.
That was awesome. All right, so I only referenced that. You're like, why the hell are you talking about grimace? I'll tell you why. Because the last caller brought up the dugout, brought up Juan Soto. Now, again, I'm not saying like a little jab here and there. If the Met fans were trolling us, I can hit back a little bit. But you know that I don't really engage in that nonsense. I think it's childish. So the Haktua stuff, the grimace stuff, I don't really lean into that too much. But can somebody explain to me what the hell the symbolism is of that stupid, oversized flip-flop? Does anybody have an answer? Like, that's not a rhetorical question. I don't know the answer. What is the origin? It's not the Hawaii Mets, the San Diego Mets, and not even the Ports. If it was the Port St. Lucie Mets, I can understand that. You guys aren't even looking at me. Hoff, Rami, you guys know the answer? Why do the Mets have a flip-flop?
I mean, I'm looking it up. I don't really have a good answer yet.
Oh, my God.
Sandals vacation.
What's that?
Their vacation in sandals in a month.
Oh, jeez. It's a foreshadow?
That's what I thought of.
Listen, next week they're going to have a pitching wedge in their hand. Be on the golf course. I don't get it.
So it's called and I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
That's all good.
A chancla?
Okay.
The home run chancla, C-H-A-N-C-L-A.
Okay.
It's a lighthearted disciplinary tool, according to a report on Rising Apple.
Lighthearted disciplinary tool?
Yeah. In Latin America.
When they smack each other on the ass if they pop up?
I guess so.
Disciplinary tool.
That's what it says.
Good God. All right. Thank you, Hoff. I appreciate it. I just see that. I'm like, you got to get rid of that. That's got to go. Let me get Nick down in Florida, and he says it's not Mendy's fault, so let's give him a chance. Nick, BT, and Sal, what's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's up, BT? Love you. Big Met fan. Yeah, yep. I moved out to Florida 8 years ago, so, but got a group text going. We all agree in my group text with my family. Even last year, we weren't happy with Mendoza as a tactician this year, too. But I think last night's not the night to pick on Mendoza. There was runners on base. Sango was up to 93 pitches. It's the most pitches he's thrown since he's been back the IL. And they went out there and got a bullpen. We got to blame the guys. And I think you're getting on Mendoza because you're trying to protect your boy Boone a little bit. You know Boone gets killed every day. And I think you're actually attacking Mendoza to kind of like protect Boone a little bit and show Boone, like, don't worry, Boone, you know, we all get on the managers. Because last night was not the night to get on Mendoza. Maybe Senga gets the next guy out, maybe. But this run is on first and third. It's only three pitches.
Well, you know. Well, Nick, hold on. Forget about Boone for a sec. Maybe
Hensley.
Well, hold on. Maybe the next guy, if you leave Senga in there, maybe he does get a hit. I would have liked to find out because what I saw, I know what happened. It didn't work. That's all, Nick. That's all I'm saying.
But there wasn't a clear cut choice. Like sometimes you can see, like there's a clear cut choice. Where, you know, if Senga was at 70 pitches and he's pulling them, then I can see.
Well, but hold on, Nick. Anybody, Nick. Anybody can make that choice. I mean, you're the manager, so it's not always clear cut. You've got to know more than me or you. And he made the wrong choice.
Wasn't even the one that killed the game anyway. Hensley, this guy.
I understand that.
I don't think he can make the transition from closer to eighth inning guy. A lot of closers can't make that transition. They don't get the same juice.
I know.
And I think it's going to be a big problem. And that's the biggest problem right now.
Well, but he also had issues in St. Louis, Nick. And thanks for the call. Now, listen, I appreciate you defending Mendoza. That's fine. You disagree with my take. I get it. That's cool. That's why we do this. Two ways, you know? It's not a one-way street. It's two-way. But this has nothing to do with Boone. Nothing. First of all, I've been saying bench, you know, not now because he's playing well. Bench Volpe. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I think that, and I've also said that I think that Boone is too cordial in his post. Like, you don't think I get tired of hearing it? I've said that. Listen, here's the beautiful thing about, now, it burns us, maybe not beautiful for somebody like Sal and I, but beautiful for you. I'm going to let you guys in on a little hint, okay? So, see, back in the day, and you know we're playing golf with Francesa on Thursday. Can't wait for that. So I'm going to bring up Mike again just for that. Back in the day, if Mike and Chris said something, and then you called them up and said, hey, you know, listen, a couple days ago you guys said this. Now, I'm not saying that they ever would do this or ever did do this, but they could easily say, I never said that. What are you talking about? And guess what? You can't really prove it. No, Mike, you did. I didn't. And that's pretty much it. So if we try to do that, which I don't even try because I know that there's evidence. So do yourself a little favor. And I mean this with a, I'm saying this with a smile. Go and Google my name and Aaron Boone and see if anything pops up. I promise it will. And if you really want to get entertained and be there for a couple of hours, type in my name and Brian Cashman. You'll be there all night. All right, 888-808-1019.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Keen Sound on the Fan. 888-808-1019. As I said, I want to get into an NFL issue here. I've got a little recommendation for Mr. Helsley. I gave you the Volpe stuff. My take on Soto just kind of seems okay. Win, lose. As long as I get my hits, I'm good. All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 11:26 is the time. 888-808-1019 is the number. Back to the Met and Yankee calls here. A little football. A little foosball. A little football for a moment. NFL Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. And, of course, you guys can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, season's coming. I'm pumped. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, I would think many of you, I still get excited. Now, there's different degrees of excitement, clearly, but no matter how good or bad I think the Jets or Giants are going to be, and let's face it, we know the answer going into most of these last 15 years or so for both of these teams. But when they first go to camp, and especially now with social media, you know, back in the day, you'd have to, all right, what is Cannizzaro writing about the Jets here? How do they look? I'd have to trust his eyes and obviously read his words to see what's going on. And same with the Giants. But now, you know, you get the visuals and you get to see the new players, and it's good. And a little more ownership from a football perspective. And I love it. And I even, you know, the first series provided the starters play like they did against the Packers from a Jets perspective in week one, or, you know, first preseason game. I get fairly into these preseason games. And like all of you, obviously, the Jets and the Giants, which always used to be the third one back in the day, now it's the second. And like Eli and Curtis and Tiki, these guys were playing to the third quarter. I mean, so it was basically like a real football game. Here's why I'm pumped tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, MetLife. Now, number one, I do think that, as I've said many times, both of these teams are going to be appreciably better than a year ago. Now, in the case of the Giants, because of the schedule, I don't know if it's going to necessarily be backed up by a lot more wins, but I think that, although I think they'll have a few more, but I just know you, or I think you're going to watch the Giants and they're going to be different this year, and you're going to watch the Jets and they're going to be different, and that will, in my opinion, be backed up by, you know, enough wins where I think the Jets are on at least the periphery of a wild card chase going a little deeper into the season probably than the Giants. But tomorrow night, you got one storyline, and that is this Giants pass rush, which is going to be insane against this Jets offensive line, which is going to be top 10 in football. So you got the two best units of the teams. Think about this. By now, you could say maybe, well, elements of the Jets defense, or, you know, Garrett Wilson is an individual player. I'm talking about like actual units, whether it's secondary, linebacking core, D-line, running back stable, which the Jets is pretty good. They've got three good runners. Yeah, I think the Giants receiving core in totality definitely deeper than the Jets. But if you were to isolate special teams, etc., each of the different units for the Jets and the Giants, and you ask every somewhat knowledgeable fan that follows both the Jets and the Giants, hey, what's the Giants' strength coming in on paper this year? Pass rush, dude. Simplest question. It's easy, easy. Hey, what do you think? Now, I think the Jets is trickier because the Jets' offensive line's been trash for so long. Very quietly, they have built, and you got to give Joe Douglas some props here, very quietly, the Jets have built what I think is going to be their ultimate strength this year. All right? Now they're going up against each other, and they were banging helmets for a couple of days with these joint practice sessions. And guess what happened? The Giants kicked their asses. The Giants owned them. I mean, what was the quote from Kayvon? Like, if I'm a Jets offensive lineman, I am coming out, and I'm looking to hurt somebody tomorrow night. Not I don't mean taking out their knees. I don't mean dirty. But I'm looking to impose my will against you, because Kayvon Thibodeau the other night said, or the other day said, he was asked about Justin Fields. And Kayvon, as I paraphrase, but it's pretty much something along the lines of, I don't really know how I couldn't gauge how he looked because he was pretty much running for his life the whole day. That's what he said. I mean, that is a direct shot at the Jets O-line saying you stink, or at least we owned you. So again, I'm not trying to make this more than it is, but when you're playing a game in the middle of August and it's just another little teeny tiny checkpoint to the start of the season, week one, when it really matters, tomorrow night is going to have some juice. The Jets O-line should be pissed off and embarrassed and motivated. Also, you got a new coach, so you're trying to impress him and establish this identity. And the Giants are trying to double down and punk them like they punked them on the practice field this week. So I think that's going to be really good. 888-808-1019. It's PT and Sal on the Fan. Sal is off today going up to Saratoga. He's going to get, and as he told us yesterday, by himself, without the family. So there's the Saratoga trip that he takes with his family, and then there's this one. Let me get Artie in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
PT?
Yo.
What's going on? Listen, I got a quick question about the golf before I go into the...
Yeah. You talking about with Mike and Sal?
Yeah, because I had the opportunity of playing with Joe B.
Yep.
And one of the things that came into my head was, where am I going to play from? And I played with Joe on the Gold Tees, even though I'm a little younger, just a couple of years younger.
Okay.
But I decided to play with Joe because I played from the Gold.
Yep.
Are you going to play from the Gold Tees with Mike?
No. I'm not playing for the Gold, dude.
All right. Just asking.
I mean, Artie, hold on. Now, wait. So I don't know Mike's. Well, let me also say this. Like, you know, if Mike's knee is hurting and whatever, it's Mike's course. It's Mike's invitation. So it's Mike's rules,
right?
You know? So if Mike's like, hey, guys, I think, you know, because I'm not that good. Sal's not that good. JJ, I don't think he's that good, but he plays a lot. So, I mean, we're not exactly going out there with the three of us that are looking to, you know, get the course record. You know, if Mike, so if Mike or the caddy's like, hey, guys, I think you might enjoy it more from the Gold. Trust me,
right.
Playing at 18, 19 handy, whatever the hell I am, if it's even that low, I'm not going to say, no, I'm going to play for the Whites. But I don't think Mike's playing for the Gold. But I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
So. Yeah, because, you know, I had the privilege of meeting you, too, and you look like you could hit the ball a long way. I just can't. I said, if this guy plays from the Gold, I think it's a little bit unfair. But anyway, as far as the Mets and the Jets, okay, real quick.
Yeah.
The Mets, Stearns made the move of improving the bullpen. And there's been three games where they've blown more than five-run leads. Okay, so I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to be sitting there blaming it on the starting pitching and things like that. Mendy, what the heck are you batting Nemo behind Soto? Two lefties back-to-back. Why don't you do the Braves a favor and just let them put in the lefty reliever, number one? I have no idea. Who would you rather protect, Soto, with Alonso or Nemo? And the Jets, if you're telling me that Fields can't throw the ball, they said he keep repeating it. Can't throw the ball. He won a trophy, NCAA championship.
Yeah.
He's throwing the ball for like 3,000 yards with Chicago. So you're telling me now he can't throw? I find it hard to
believe. I'm not saying that.
I'm looking forward to Fields.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking the call.
No, you got it, man. I'm looking forward to Justin Fields as well. Now, I saw the video, and it seemed like he missed some easy ones by a lot. He's not Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. He's not a pure, prototypical passer. What he is dangerous. And it's up to the Jets to properly deploy him. And I believe that they will. Listen, I think, again, I've said this a lot. I think the Jets are going to run it 30 times this year. Or try to. 32, 33, sometimes more. If they get a lead, try to milk the clock here. And you run that much. Number one, you got three very good running backs. And you've got a quarterback whose greatest strength is running. But now, and we saw this with the throw to the fullback. Was it Beck? Who was it? What's his name? I think it's Beck. Yeah, I think it's Beck. Who caught one against Green Bay, down the seam a little bit. You know, Mason Taylor's got to get healthy with that high ankle sprain. Tight end, of course, who they drafted in round two, who's going to be a stud. Right, it's Beck, right?
Andrew Beck, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you're going to see some opportunistic gashes. Like, again, if Justin Fields has to drop back 20, 30, like 28 to 36 times in a game, that's not how the Jets are going to go anywhere. We all know that. But if he throws a 22, 23, and it's, you know, the down and the distance is set up properly, and for most of the series of the game, the Jets' own line is just pounding the front of the defense, right? Well, guess what? You know, now you're selling out to stop the run. Where are you vulnerable? Tight end down the seam. Oh, look at that fullback, wide open. So you don't have to be Dan Marino throwing the ball. You got to be smart schematically. And I really think that they're going to have a good plan from an offensive perspective. Let me get Steve in Bayside, BT and Sal on the Fan. Stevie.
What's going on, BT? I think fans make way too much about whether players care and don't care and stuff like this. You know, look, players have to worry about the stuff that they can control. They don't pitch the ball. They're not going to win or lose a game single-handedly. A guy like Soto, if he never had any sacrifice flies, that might get your attention a little bit. But I don't want Soto making productive outs. If Soto's on my team, which he was last year, he's not this year.
Yep.
But if he's on my team, I want him to break the game open. I want him to be going for it. And you know, and you're gonna live and die with whether or not he does it. So I just think that this whole thing about people try to read too much into it. If they say he cares, he doesn't care.
Well, hold on a second.
He's doing his job.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, but he's not doing his job to the extent that he needs to. That's the problem.
You're saying that he's not getting the results, or he's not trying to do his job?
No. I know he takes as much pride in hitting as anybody. He's just not doing it as good as he needs to, or as well as he usually does.
That's baseball, Susan.
I understand that, but Steve, it's not really baseball for the great, 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 great players of the game. You know, it's usually those are the guys that just transcend the sport and are kind of immune to the difficulties of the game. And I'm not saying he's having a bad season, but he's not having an amazing all-time Juan Soto season. That's all I'm saying. That's it. No. What I'm also saying is that I think he cares a little bit too much about himself. And I don't know. I'm not saying he's detracting. Hear me on this. Just hear me on this. I'm not saying he's detracting from the team chemistry. I'm not saying that. I never said that. What I am saying is that I don't necessarily think he's enhancing it, number one. And number two, I believe he is clearly most motivated by money and individual performance. And you might say, well, yeah, I mean, who isn't? Well, I'll tell you, one guy that pops off the page is Jeter. And Jeter wanted to win. Well, I know Juan wants to win. I don't know that he burns to win like some other New York athletes where it's clearly identifiable. I mean, do you see him wearing it? No, not really. Part of it, and now also to be fair to Juan, I think part of his brilliance in certain aspects of his game is his robotic approach. I think, you know, if you're a mental nutcase, now it worked for O'Neal, but if that's your MO, Greg Jeffries, if you're old enough to have watched Greg play, I think that really hurt him early. Because if you, with the Mets, now he was also in the wrong clubhouse, all those other things I don't need to get into now. If you know, you know. But if you look at Greg Jeffrey's stats, look what he did for Joe Torre in St. Louis. Stole like 40 bases one year. Became the hitter that many of us thought that he would become with Kansas City. Like he was, but I think the energy and the inability to process failure early ate him up, especially in New York. New York's never gonna eat up Juan Soto because I think he's immune to it emotionally. He's like the surgeon. All right, do I have my tools? Do I have my nurse? Do I have my operating table? Is the room cold enough? Is it clean? Surgery time. He deflects that outside noise, which is usually a great thing. But when you're losing and you're not quite having the season that you should, it's a little more obvious. And as a fan, because at the end of the day, I'm still a fan, that bothers me with my guys. Now, he's not my guy anymore. He's your guy. So, if it doesn't bother you, that's fine. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Hoff, what's going on?
Can I just ask you one question? Because I do feel this way. Like, a lot of a lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense about Juan Soto, but I don't think he's ever changed. Like, I think this is him, whether he was a Yankee, whether he was a Padre, whether he was a National.
Yep.
If you did get him, because you, I think I'm correct in saying you wanted him this year. Are you happy you didn't get him now? Is that?
I definitely wanted him. I'm never going to front. I wish the Yankees would have won the bidding war. Come on, Soto and Judge. Yes, of course I wanted him. If you gave me a chance, now most of you will not believe me. If you gave me a chance to put him on the Yankees right now for the contract he signed with the Mets or the contract that the Yankees offered, my answer would be now and will be forever, I'm good. Pass. I think he's great for the Mets. I think you got him at the right time. I think you needed that for all the things Sal and I talked about, perception, blah, blah, blah. I'm good. Now, I'm not good to the point where I'm feeling good about the Yankees team, and that's a Cashman thing. But 15 years of this, honestly, I don't. Does he look 26? Does he? No, I'm being honest. Like,
are you doing the old Albert Pujols?
I shouldn't even start this. This is going to get me in trouble. But does he look 26? When you're 26, you still have a youthful glow. Does he look 26?
Yeah, but he's been in baseball for like 7+ years.
So I understand.
I got to give him a little bit more of a...
Well, so
remember when he came in, he looked a little bit more of a baby face. Now he's grown into his own.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I can't prove it. But listen, in my own mind, while I don't know for sure, I think that there's a good chance. I'm digging this hole deeper. I think that there's a good chance he's not 26. I'll say it, whatever.
I won't lie. I'm sure that there's plenty of baseball players that their ages are different.
Agreed. But we're talking about this one.
And height and weight as well.
You wish they could do that for you, right?
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, actually, to be honest with you, people guess my weight.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All the time?
Yeah.
And it usually is a good number, so I'll take what they say.
Well, you're one of those agile big guys. First of all, you're built like a truck, and you're strong, and I you do wear it well. Now, by the way, when are you going to Disney? Is that Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Oh, so you still have tonight and tomorrow to hang loose. What are you, well, are you working?
This is a terrible 24 hours. Obviously, I'm going to watch the games tonight. Then I'm going to host 2 to 5, take a nap, go to the Giants-Jets game tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm working
so
that.
Horrible.
It's a quick turnaround.
Wait. So this is Hop's horrible night as you guys are on the construction site or stuck on the LIE or on the George Washington Bridge going to a job that you hate, all right? Or maybe a family that you want to get rid of in some sad cases, unfortunate cases. This guy just said his horrible night consists of watching the Mets, coming on the air and doing a show on WFAN, going to MetLife, sitting in the press box and being the chief engineer for the Jets-Giants game. Dude, I don't know how you make it. I mean, and in between, you'll be eating free food.
There's
and you'll be
food,
sleeping
there.
Without kids waking you up.
Well, but again, it's just a quick turnaround. That's all it is. And okay, I wasn't saying okay. I was complaining. No, I just was saying that it's a quick turnaround.
I know, but I just had to check you on that.
It's not like, but honestly, it's not like I'm putting my feet up and going, oh, wow, I got the life right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm working.
Uh-huh.
Just happen to like what I do.
Uh-huh. Do you think he's 26, yes or no?
I do think he's 26.
Boy, you're coming with these soft meta opinions. I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team. I think he's 26.
I didn't say I think. I believe he's 26. Why would he not be 26?
I don't know.
Why
do other players fudge the, to get
Listen,
more money?
I lied about Anthony's age for the longest time.
What?
I always made him a year older.
Oh, you make him older so he could play with better baseball players.
Yes.
That's the exact opposite.
They finally caught on to that, though. I can't do it anymore.
He's too good. He's the Juan Soto of the Chester Little League.
He's not too good. Well, yes. Somebody made that comment. No, he's not that good.
Uh-huh.
He's getting too big. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I got you. He's the Juan Soto of East Chester Little League. He gets 3 hits. They lose. He's happy. Now, I don't know how. And I'm generally a traditionalist with baseball, for sure, more than any other sport. Purist is a bit strong because some of the modifications I'm certainly down with just for the next generation and the speed of the game. But many of you, I'm sure, you know, you watch these relievers coming in and the lights dim and all of a sudden it's a spectacle like WWE. I think it's great. I really do. I think it's great when you have Diaz's trumpets, you know, I do. And I got to help out Ryan Helsley here, who was new to the city, and let's face it, not off to a very good start. Last night, as before, comes out, Hell's Bells banging. All right, biting off Trevor Hoppin, whatever. We'll kind of look the other way with that. And first of all, I love AC/DC. And it's late in the game. It's a perfect beat for it. It's awesome. And then he comes in, and he gets mopped again. So there's no way he can enter the field with that. Like, you got to have a little awareness, dude. You're probably going to be better before when it's all said and done with the Mets. But right now, Ryan Helsley is a massive problem. So he does not deserve. Ryan Helsley has not earned the right, if you want to come back to Citi Field to that stuff. But I don't want to take away his music because he obviously vibes to music. I just have a different song for him that I think that he should probably now start coming into a little bit. Maybe some of you youngins don't know the song. It's a good one back in the day. Yep. I think we've got to put AC/DC on ice, as much as it pains me to say that. And we got to go in the old disco lab and get a little disco inferno. And burning, because every time this guy steps on the field, he's bringing flames with him, dude. So it's now Disco Inferno should be Ryan Helsley's new song. And by the way, it still look cool. You can still have fun with it. What?
That's more like Savannah Banana music, dude. Like, might as well come out, do a couple cartwheels. Do a couple flips and do a dance before he throws out the first pitch.
Let me ask you a question. If the Mets starters win 6 innings regularly and Helsley and everybody else did their job, would you care how he comes out?
No, I wouldn't. I definitely would not. But they got to do their job.
The Mets had a player perform a concert on the field last year. That's not Savannah Bananas like.
That's true. He did. I mean, that seems like a million years ago. Bring him back. I mean, honestly, if San Diego ever DFA'd him, which they won't, But go, just bring him back. Like, they miss him. I know it sounds crazy. They miss Iglesias. Oh, my God. I do like the entrances, though. But they've got to match. Like, the performances need to match the aura of the entrance. Do you think that... Let me ask you this, Hop, because I gave Ryan Helsley credit for...
For what?
Well...
For blowing a game again?
No, stop. Come on. Don't be
mean. He's been terrible.
I know. That's why I'm saying he's got to get a new song. We know that. But what I'm saying is, at least... And I look for this... He's got the awareness. He said, I stink. He said, I'm just not good right now. He also did say that, you know, I'm still getting used to a new role, so he kind of gave himself a little wiggle room there. But then he did end it with, I'm not getting the job done. I've not been good enough. And you know what? Maybe some people will minimize that and say, well, what else is he supposed to say? I don't minimize that. I think that that's still, I'm not saying I'm going to stand up and give you a standing ovation for being a pro. But there's a lot of people who duck out, a lot of people who just, their eyes dart back and forth. They can't wait to finish the interview. I thought that Ryan Helsley manned up and handled that well last night.
I think somebody prepped him very well on the New York media.
Yeah.
And said, hey, dude, you have two choices. You can either BS through it or just take ownership.
Yeah.
And the fan base will give you, not saying they'll give you a ton of wiggle room because eventually you got to come through.
Yeah.
But they'll give you a little bit of a pass if you just say, it's my bad.
Amen. I think that applies to everything. You know, some of these, even the, you know, like an outlandish take with me, Will Lindor just becoming, you know, hitting from one side of the plate. I mean, eventually, okay, although maybe I'm going to go back to it. Now he's getting hot again. I had to own it. You know, I mean, eventually he was going to become a good player again. Bad day, bad take. Although even the numbers were justifying my position, and not just he's hitting like 110. I'm talking about bats, like swing velocity. I didn't just say that randomly, but in hindsight, it was one of the most idiotic things said in a long time on the station. And there's been a lot of idiotic things the last couple of years on this station. Let's be honest. But I do think that there's still something pure and something that I'm not looking to minimize or make fun of when a pro athlete who's brand new. He probably, imagine Ryan Helsley. So he's probably staying at a hotel. There's no way he gets a house in a day. So they put him up in a hotel. And I'm sure, actually, the Mets probably made some accommodations, get him back and forth to the ballpark. But when and if this guy gets in a rental car or his car comes from St. Louis, he's probably looking around saying, where the hell do I go? Where am I? And we don't calculate that when we look at players' performances. Just like with Devin Williams to start, I don't care. All right, you're used to one street in Milwaukee. Figure it out, buddy. You're in New York. You're a Yankee. You're the closer. You stink at that point. But I do wonder if, like, Ryan Helsley has enough. And, Hoff, I want your opinion on this quick. While he's saying the right thing, do you think he's thinking, I better cool it with this song, man? Like, do you think that that's entered his mind?
No, because I think that, like, we were kind of talking about, like, walk-in songs, walk-up music and stuff like that. Do you think that a batter is like, dude, stop with the walk-up music. I suck right now.
It's not the same. It's not the same. No, it's not.
Dude, he comes in once a game. He comes in once a game, and it's supposed to be a big spot probably for Ryan Helsley.
Mm.
He needs to get amped. That's how these athletes work. Some people need to blast that music and get that feel.
Mm.
I bet he's so locked into that.
Yeah.
He's motivated. If you take it away,
mm-hmm.
I think
he's going to... take it away, he's going to do poor?
I don't think he's going to be as locked in, no, yeah.
All right, well, listen, that's why I'm not trying to take music away. I'm just trying to take that song away.
Yeah, but okay, what's his favorite band? If his favorite band is AC/DC,
which
great.
I'm guessing
if
it is.
If it's Village People, yeah, go change the song.
YMCA.
Oh, what?
So, but again, dude, come on. I know you're trying to make a point, and I hear you to an extent, like how you vibe and what gets you motivated,
yeah.
But it's not the same a hitter. And let me just give you an example. So we'll take the song that we bumped in with last break, right? If you want to go... Now batting for the Mets. We got to make you catcher or first baseman. Now batting for the Mets. What's your favorite number, Hoff? Just give me a number quick.
28.
Okay. Now batting for the Mets. First baseman, number 28, Pete Hoffman. Here you go. Thank you. I was going to sing it myself. All right. Now he's approaching home play. All right. He's in the box. He kicks some dirt. He grabs his cup. Boom. Let's go. Song's over. Right? you're comparing that to a grand entrance where every eye in the stadium is on this guy. The lights are out. The ump comes up to him, checks the glove. Dude, it's a minute and a half.
You're talking about a guy, though, that's so locked in step with the music. Like, that to me is a vibe right there. Like, I am locked in.
Yeah, he's locked in, man. He's vibing.
No, well, but dude, that's kind of what it is, man. When you, if you're a music guy, if you feed off of certain things, if you're an energy guy,
mm-hmm.
bro, that is electric. That's Edwin Diaz. You're telling me, even when he has a bad game, he comes in, whether it's eighth inning, seventh inning, ninth inning, he comes into that. If the Mets are down, he comes into that. He's electric. Why? Because of the music.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, he's got a lot of equity here,
Mariano,
Edwin Diaz.
Dude, you talk about Mariano. Listen, I'm not comparing Mariano and Helsley at all.
Okay, good.
But I'm just making a point.
Yes.
When Metallica was out there for his final introduction and we're jamming to him walking out. You telling me that he wasn't feeling that at all? That he wasn't like, he doesn't, do you think that Mariano Rivera 20 years ago when he first got that song even knew who Metallica was?
No, I don't think that he knew.
But he felt that song. He's like, dude, this is badass. This is an entrance. Yeah. I'm feeling this.
No, but of course you split off to a different street. I'm not disagreeing with that. Of course, I love music. I listen to music in the car all the time.
I know, but there's certain songs that motivate you. This Inferno doesn't motivate you.
No, it doesn't
unless you
motivate
do
him.
Some, you know, go do some blow in Studio
54. It with a couple of models who weigh 79
pounds.
That's
a motivation, but a different level.
Well, it doesn't motivate him, but it's also not helping him. That's what I'm saying.
We all know that he's not doing his job right now. But
yes.
You say that the music is the reason why music should enhance
him. No, I'm just saying I think you maybe kind of come in the side door until you start getting things stabilized a little bit.
I respect anybody that comes into whatever they do, man. So, they got to be them.
So Hoff is a front door guy is what he's saying.
Well, I'm not, yeah.
Right.
I'm not the back door entrance.
All right. Of course, you had to take it a step further. 888-808-101. There was a side door option, you crazy
person. Oh, side door. That's what I meant to say, side door.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.